When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live from Liverpool, The Dark Paranormal, Season 17.
Hello everyone and welcome back to The Dark Paranormal, Season 17, Episode 5. We're at the halfway stage already, which blows my mind. It feels like yesterday I said welcome to Season 17. And that's 5 weeks ago. But I'm so excited for what we've got to share with you going forward, because the second half, as always, with each season, we tend to ramp things up and lead to a finale that leaves you wanting more, or hopefully does. Firstly, thank you for everyone who got in touch regarding last week's episode, where we finally got the closure we all wanted for Kinnar's experiences. Now, I'm often known, especially on our Patreon, for saying that shorter stories can sound and feel more authentic. Indeed, I wouldn't share the number because I wouldn't want to make anyone feel bad, but the ones you hear on this stream, on the Dark Paranormal show, are the ones that have made it through the vetting process, so to speak. As in, even in that longer format, there's still an air of authenticity to them. But genuinely, I do believe that Kinnar's experiences, the trio of them, they kind of stand alone in their authenticity. And judging by your reaction to the final episode in Kinnar's trilogy, I'm not alone in feeling that. So thank you to everyone who reached out. And of course, we've entered Halloween season. We've started our 2 minisodes per week. Our Wednesday one will remain always listener experiences. And the one that you guys will hear on a Monday, our Patreons get on a Friday, will be a more famous experience. But the experience we have for you on this coming Monday for the Halloween extra minisode is one I'm very excited to share with you. Because it's about a possession that, although famous in its day, you may not have heard about. In fact, most people have not heard about it, even paranormal fans. The diehards of you out there may well know this case, but I'm very excited to share it with you, this small piece of paranormal history delivered in the dark paranormal style. But that's for Monday, and today we have an experience for you which, to let you in on a little secret that we use amongst the very small team we have, we term episode 5 of a season as the Seesaw episode. And the reason for that is although we start in the dark with episode 1, episode 5 is the turning point. It's where every following episode gets darker and darker. Following and hopefully including the Seesaw episode, every episode should have some part of it that stays with you. A thing that may pop into your mind in the middle of the day when you're doing a mundane task and still send a shiver down your spine. And for me, today's experience from an anonymous listener has one of those visual things where if you picture what is being said, I defy anyone to not be terrified. But before we get there, a huge thank you to everyone who's joined our team over at Patreon. When you join our Patreon, not only will you receive everything that's on this feed, both ad-free and before everyone else, you can also gain exclusive access to our Patreon-only podcast, Dark Bites. Dark Bites releases each and every Sunday of the year, even on the downtime between seasons. And not only do you get a new episode each and every week, there's a back catalogue for you to binge that's over 70 hours long. But I've said it before, and I will say it till I'm blue in the face, the best thing about our Patreon is the community itself. It's a wonderful, safe space for like-minded individuals to go and share their experiences. And I'm genuinely in awe of just how amazing that group is. So if that sounds like your thing, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal, just like the following wonderful new team members have. Amber Gibson, Jada Boo, Michelle Vaughan, Melissa Castian, Christine Garrick, Jenna Bear, Tracy Slews, Jules, Maddie, Courtney Petrucci, Daniel Mayer, Shannon Whitney, Taylor Gibson-Dortaj, Darian Hewitt, Joanne, Gabrielle Thomas, Stacia Woodson, Lita B, Unknown Name, Kristen Aaron, Jaslyn Munoz, Jake Grant, Jen, and Mikhail H. Thank you so much, guys. Your support means the world. And if it sounds like your cup of tea, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, it's time to lower those lights. Make yourself comfortable and, of course, leave your disbelief at the door as we listen to Possessed Home, Possessed Life. I've debated sending this email a couple of times. I spoke with my sister-in-law, who's been present or experienced most of the same experiences that I have, and she had no reservations about sharing this story. So here we are. I'll refer to my sister-in-law as Amy, but I'd prefer to stay anonymous. I was young and going through a hard time in life when I first started to see and hear things. So I'll do my very best to recall these events as accurately as I can. I want to preface my story by saying I come from a family that is fascinated by the paranormal. My mum, my sister, and sister-in-law all actively participate in paranormal investigations. They have their own team for fun. They have a few specific places that they enjoy to go, where they'll stay overnight and investigate using EVP recorders, spirit boxes, Ouija boards, all of that. I do not. I refuse. Between my own experiences and stories I've heard from them, I think it's best for me to stay away from anything of that nature these days. I grew up in a small town in Texas, quite literally in the middle of nowhere. The first part of my childhood was normal, nothing paranormal as far as I can remember. As I got older, things in my life started changing for me. I lived with my parents and older brother until my parents split up when I was 12. That divorce was really hard on me. I was a child who was always doing well in school, but when they split, my grades began to drop, which caused me a great amount of mental stress. On top of watching my parents go through this messy divorce, I began getting much closer with my elder brother. He's 13 years older than me, so we didn't usually connect much. But he could tell I was taking this divorce hard, and he started to take a more fatherly role in my life. My brother, not too long after we started getting close, met Amy. And she is amazing. She moved into our home very quickly after she and my brother started dating. Her and I, to this day, have a great relationship. But she was the start of my paranormal experiences. She wouldn't tell me until I was older, but she'd always known that there is something attached to her. I was 13 at this point, and anywhere her and my brother went, well, I was there too. I'll never forget my very first paranormal experience. It was shortly after she moved in. The way our house was set up, the left side had the kitchen, my mum's room and our living room, and the right side had my room, a restroom, and then my brother's room at the end. I almost always had my door open. I was a naturally scared child, always with nightlights and doors open, you know, in case I needed to make a run for it, because I would have crazy nightmares most nights of the week. One day, I'm laying in bed that faces the door, and I see a black translucent figure of a man walk straight past my doorway from my brother's room. I think nothing of it at the time. I assume it's my brother. So I continue what I'm doing. Later on, Amy asks me to ride with her to get some food. Of course, I go. Where she goes, I go. It's nighttime at this point, and as we get in the car, I ask Amy if my brother would be coming with us to get the food. To me, this wasn't a strange question, as I'd literally just seen him in the home not too long ago. She looked at me kind of confused, and proceeded to tell me that my brother isn't home. Apparently, he'd left that morning and went into work, and he hadn't been home all day. Admittedly, I was confused. There is only one man that lives in our house now. But I know for a fact I saw a man walk by my door only an hour before. So, who was that? Maybe it was just my imagination. Anyway, we take our drive, and about 5 minutes before we arrive at the destination, I hear this deafeningly loud horn. Instinctively, I cover my ears and I close my eyes in pain from just how loud it was. But when I open my eyes, Amy's looking at me like I'm crazy. I spin around, thinking there's an 18-wheeler behind us, or someone with a train horn, but it's pitch black. I say to Amy, "Did you not hear that?" She again looks at me confused and kind of chuckles. She asked if I was okay, but I just sat there so confused. I knew it was not a car horn. It was too loud. It's like the noise was inside my head. I tried to not think too much about it after that. I was a little freaked out, but I put it down to maybe being too emotionally distraught, and therefore I'd let my imagination get the better of me. Some time went by before I started having other experiences. My brother and Amy had moved out a couple of months after that, leaving just me and my mum at home. My mum worked a lot at this point in my life. Since it was just now she and I, she was doing everything in her power to make ends meet, which left me alone most of the time. My brother would, of course, come back and pick me up and take me to their home, which, when they first move out and into their first home, was a really old, secluded, out-of-date trailer. One that always gave me the creeps. I felt like someone was watching me 24/7. But then they moved to the house. Now, this house was very charming. Outside. All white with a big yard, and it looked like an old farmhouse. Amy said it was built sometime in the early 1870s, placed in the back of a small little town directly across from the high school football field. I remember thinking the house was beautiful before walking in. Initially, everything was great. I was there pretty much all the time. It was much better than being all alone at home. But then things slowly started to get weird. It started by a heavy feeling on my chest when I'd be in the hallway in front of the bathroom. And I'd get that feeling every single time that I walked by that bathroom. Now that's weird, right? Surely I'm just being paranoid. It's a new home. But even when I was in the restroom, it always felt like someone would be watching me. I would run out, having this feeling that I was in danger. One day, I was in the restroom taking a shower, which I was, of course, trying to rush through so I could get out of there, and I saw a shadow through the curtain. I immediately panicked, but when I looked past the curtain, there's no one there. Well, that was a little bit enough for me, and I knew I wouldn't be using that restroom ever again. I heard many things in that home, things I never saw. I had my own room there. It had two doors to enter, one from the living room and one from my brother's room. It always made me feel safer knowing that our rooms were connected. I don't know exactly when it started, but I began hearing a man speaking to me from the dark corner by my closet. You see, at first, I thought it was the TV from my brother's room, because that's what it sounded like. But when they would turn the TV off, the man could still be heard. I was terrified. I tried to ignore it. I didn't know what else to do. First the man in front of my door, next this shadow behind the curtain while I showered, and now a man whispering to me from the corner. They were going to think I was going crazy if I told anyone. I want to take a quick break to talk to you about Rosetta Stone. Now, there are two languages I want to learn, French and Italian, and I can do both on Rosetta Stone. Why did I want to learn them? I started to feel slightly embarrassed when I realized I only know one language. When you go over to Europe, the majority of people you run into will speak their native language and English. So I tried a good few of the language learning apps, and then I came to Rosetta Stone, and it was night and day. Unlike other apps, you're not charged per language, and you will learn those languages fast. It immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translations. You have to speak, listen, and think in the language. And although many apps have speech recognition, Rosetta Stone has true accent, a feature which gives feedback on your pronunciation. And you can learn at your convenience. I use the app, you may prefer the desktop. And value for money-wise, think how much it would cost to be on a course or a one-to-one tuition. Well, today Rosetta Stone is offering you 50% off a lifetime membership to those 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And Dark Paranormal listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off by visiting rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement. You're probably thinking, I need surplus money to invest, but you don't need a lot of money nor expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And right now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. If you're anything like me, you always thought investing's what other people do. Other people who know what they're doing. Well, that's where Acorns come in. They do know what they're doing, on your behalf. And they're also putting their money where their mouth is, because as mentioned earlier, open an Acorns Later IRA and you'll get up to a 3% match on new contributions. So head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/darkparanormal. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, for your kids, and your retirement. If you're anything like me, you would have believed you need a degree or you need some expert knowledge and a load of money before you invest, but it's just not true. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals. They then automatically invest your money for you. And now Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. And that's extra money for your retirement. Acorns has allowed me to look back at my past at times when I've thought, investment isn't for people like me. And although now I'm a huge fan of Acorns, I just wish they existed 25 years ago when I first started earning money. Because by having the wrong perception that investment isn't for people like me, I've not given my money the chance to grow. But that's something, even at this point in life, I'm going to make right. So why don't you head over to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. At this time in my life, most of my family knew that I was struggling with what was later diagnosed as severe depression. I was fully convinced that they were going to send me off to a mental hospital if I even started to begin talking about seeing shadows and hearing whispers, so I kept it all to myself. But I was terrified. I was so scared as a child that that man in the corner was one day going to walk towards me straight from the darkness. I would grab the blanket, wrap it around me, hit the light switch and jump right into bed, staring out of the window that was at the headboard just to distract myself. The blanket was like my shield. I just prayed if I couldn't see it, then it couldn't see me. But that never stopped the whispering. It would last all night until I fell asleep. My most memorable account from that home is something I still think about a lot even today. I can see the event as clear as when it happened. One evening, Amy and I are together cooking dinner. All of a sudden, I need to use the restroom. Now, obviously, I hate that restroom in the hallway, and I dreaded having to use it. It would almost bring me to tears. So I simply asked Amy if I could use the one in her room. Of course, she said yes. So on I went through the hall, through an office area, into their room. It looked huge. I hadn't seen it since they moved in. But it was so empty. Their bed was to the left, a TV stand to the right, and their restroom on the wall straight ahead, about level with the foot of the bed. I briefly glance around the whole room and then walk straight over to the sliding door. I slide it open and I notice the whole wall in front of me is one big mirror with a long sink all the way across. But I'm frozen. I'm looking back at myself because I'm not the only one in that mirror. You see, within milliseconds of looking at my reflection, the foot of their bed caught my eye as I saw a woman. She was standing in front of their bed, looking straight at it. All I could see of her was a side view. She was tall, pale, somewhere in her 30s, dressed in all white with long dark hair. I can't move. I simply can't pull my eyes away from her, even though my heart is now racing 100 miles an hour. She slowly and calmly turns her head towards me, keeping the rest of her body facing the bed. And she stops when she is looking in the mirror. At this point, I have tears starting to come into my eyes, but I'm still struck with fear. Frozen. Then she stares at me in the mirror. She doesn't move, she doesn't speak, she just stares. I finally break eye contact with her and slam the door shut behind me while putting my head down. I sit there crying, bawling. I have to get out of this restroom. All I can think is, I'm stuck. The only exit is past her. I can't get anywhere or to anyone without getting out of this room and past that woman. I spent a good 15 minutes crying, panicking. I settled on the idea that my best course of action was to make a run for it. So I braced myself at that door, fighting my tears, ready to try and outrun something I can't seem to even explain. So I slam the door and I take off running out of the door, head down so I don't see her, and although I could see the floor where she stood, she seemed to be no longer there. She's gone. I thought surely that was not something I could dream up. Yet I stopped and looked and she was gone. I didn't mention anything to Amy about what I saw. Every time I went to use their restroom, there she was. Always there, always facing their bed, and slowly, very, very slowly turning her head to look at me. I took this as another sign I was having some sort of mental break. I started to hear things more often too. Footsteps going through the house whilst everyone was in bed. We all heard a child playing in the hallway in the office area. I could hear kids laughing and what seemed to sound like a tricycle. After my brother's dog passed away, we all swore up and down we could hear her paws running through the house. My brother and Amy ended up moving, and I was beyond happy, because my mum and I were going with them. We moved back to the area my family is from, a big city down south towards the Gulf of Mexico. I was so much happier in that new home. No whispers, no shadows in the restroom, no one watching me, no ghost kids, no ladies at the foot of the bed. I felt like I could breathe again. I thought I was healed, that I'd been through my mental break, and that I was finally coming back to reality. One day, while sitting in our living room, my brother, Amy, and I are all just chatting about this house, and my brother makes a statement about the lady in front of our bed. Obviously, this stopped me in my tracks. The lady? Is he talking about the lady I saw? The same lady that made me think I was going mental. He just looked at me smiling, seeing that I was frozen, and said, "Yeah, Amy and I had a lady that stood at the foot of our bed at night. With the TV on, we could just barely make her out, but she was definitely there." No fucking way. I couldn't even hardly muster up any words. Finally blurting out, "I saw her. I saw her in your mirror. I was so scared, all I could do was cry." They both stared at me. My brother laughed. "No, no you didn't. If you think you saw her, tell me what she looks like." Well, I couldn't forget it. I described the incident in detail. I talked about her hair, her age, the outfit, what she did exactly every time I saw her, and the exact place I saw her. They both sat in silence. And then my brother, being the person he is, kind of chuckled and said, "Damn, I guess she did see her. I didn't even know." He then told me another story about one night where he thought he was stabbed by someone. My brother doesn't cry, but Amy said he was almost in tears from the pain. Apparently, he was coming back from the restroom when he saw someone stab him. It reached the point where my brother, who I'd never seen visit a doctor, was asking Amy to take him to A&R because he was convinced he'd been stabbed. But there was no stab wound anywhere. And when describing to Amy, she realised that the description, down to the clothes he had on, matched an old ex of Amy's. Apparently, he was not a good man. Possessive, abusive, always out to get Amy. The only issue with it being him was he died in an accident long before. wearing the exact outfit my brother described. She pulled up an old picture for my brother, and he nodded, confirming it was definitely the same man he saw in his home stabbing him. For the next 2 weeks, every picture of my brother and Amy that was either hung up or placed somewhere nice were found face down or thrown off the walls. Every morning, Amy would come through the house and place them all back upright or hang them back up. Every other photo that didn't include them was untouched. During that talk, they confirmed the man whispering in my room. The footsteps, the kids, the dog, the woman and the man that was in the hallway restroom, plus some of their own personal experiences. My God, it was such a relief to know it wasn't all in my head. Yet, it was equally terrifying that it was all real. So many things happened in that home, and so frequently. I've had a few other things happen since then, but I notice it's only ever in the times I'm living with my brother and Amy. In the next house, I came out one night to our recliner rocking at a very high speed, as if someone was playing in it. I've always tried to ignore things that happen around me, or I guess try to rationalize it, to keep myself from fearing it. So when I opened the door and saw that, I simply closed my door and lay back down. I am a huge scaredy cat, if you can't tell by now. The house after that one, I had a very eerie feeling in, but very few experiences. One instance, I was getting ready for work, and to get to and from my room, there was a latch gate separating it to keep the dogs out. On this particular morning, I'm rushing to get ready. Typically, I would have music playing, but for some reason this morning, I don't. I realise I need to run over to the living room to get something for my bag, and I go to do so. On my way out, I turn around and latch the gate. I know for a fact I latched it because I had to struggle with it for a second or two. I walk about 6 feet away to the table where my bag is and start going through my bag. The house is really silent and I'm the only one home. But something feels weird. So I actually start talking to myself. I tend to do this when I get uncomfortable. All of a sudden, I hear the latch go again. I know I'm the only one at home. I'm 19 at this point and acutely aware of all the paranormal happenings that are going on around this house. Knowing that I don't want to scare myself and that I have to finish what I'm doing, I stop searching through my bag. I turn around to look at it. Sure enough, the gate is open. I look and I say out loud, "Yup, I did that. I must have just left it open by accident. Oh well." I grab my things so quick and I leave immediately. I don't want anything to do with that. The second time, my brother and Amy are on vacation, and I typically sleep in their bed when they leave. My grandfather had passed away some time before they left. All of my family are extremely close, so we all took his death very hard. One night, I'm asleep in their room when I suddenly wake up. No apparent reason, except I can see something out in front of me. It's just too dark for my eyes to quite make it out. But as I start to adjust, I finally realise what I'm looking at. Or should I say, who I'm looking at. My grandfather. I can't make out all of the details, but I could clearly tell it was him. I'd know him anywhere. All I could do was stare. I didn't want to look away this time. And I didn't. I fell asleep that way, staring at him. When my brother and Amy got back, I sat down and told them I saw Grandfather. They both smiled and looked at each other. We all saw him at separate times, stood in the exact same spot. It was an emotional moment knowing that he'd come to visit us. and we're all thankful for the experience. None of us have seen him since then. The next home we moved to was a beautiful one. I had two bedrooms in this house. The one I slept in was previously an office. It had double glass pane doors, which I left open for a long time until the nightmares started again. Terrible nightmares. I've always had extremely realistic nightmares, and when I have these bad nightmares, I wake up and still I'll be in my dream. I'll be seeing exactly what I was seeing in my nightmare. I've woke up screaming, crying, gasping for breath more times than I can count. I was too afraid to sleep at some point, because I knew I would wake up and see whatever horrors I was experiencing in my dreams right in front of my face. The last memorable small paranormal incident I had was in this same house. It was the middle of the day. Amy and I are chit-chatting and I'm standing in the living room. She's in the kitchen. All of a sudden, from the other side of the house, we hear someone whistling. There was no mistaking it. It came from our hallway. Like someone was stood at the end of it. I looked at Amy. I hate experiences, and I will ignore them every time, especially if I'm alone. But I needed to know this was not just in my head. We were the only two people at home. Amy smiled. She loves it. Anything paranormal gets her excited. I say, "Did you hear that?" And she said, "I sure did. They should do it again." And sure enough, as if on command, and about 10 feet closer, another whistle. "Okay, that's enough. I've seen enough," I say, walking away, knowing I want no part of it. As of today, I'm happily engaged, living in a house in the same city with my fiancé and my mum. And we've yet to experience anything here. I really hope it stays that way. The activity in my life always seems to come with Amy. But she knows that and she embraces it. I don't know that my fiancé necessarily believes in paranormal things, but he doesn't like to risk it. If anything even remotely weird happens that we can't explain, he'll walk around the house yelling, "You are not allowed here! Get out! You are not allowed in my home!" I don't think that works, but it definitely makes him feel better. He's also witnessed firsthand just how real my nightmares can be to me. I still get them every now and then, and I still see whatever I'm dreaming about when I wake up for the first few seconds. But nothing remotely close to the last home. Hopefully my list of experiences will end there, but I doubt it. I have lots of little small stories from other things I've experienced, but I know this email's already long. I tend to ramble. Thank you for your platform. I'll be listening to more of your other listeners' stories soon. And my apologies for the long email. Thank you for taking the time to read. Anonymous. Well, firstly, Anonymous, thank you so much for giving us our Seesaw episode. And never apologise for sending in a long email. Or should I say a long, detailed email. There's a difference between a 5-minute story that's been dragged out to 30 minutes and something which gives you new information each and every time. And if anyone's wondering the part of this experience which is going to stay with me, it's that woman in the reflection at the end of the bed. Specifically because I've recently fitted mirrors on every other door of my wardrobes in my bedroom. And when I read this experience, I immediately regretted that decor move. But thank you, Anonymous, that's an amazing experience and a great way for us to set up our second half of season 17. Because believe me, as the nights start to get darker, so do our experiences. I'll next speak to you on Monday for our very first look at a case that wasn't brought to us by a listener. Instead, a possession that is not very well known, but one that is utterly terrifying. And until then, remember, Whenever you discuss the paranormal, always leave some of your disbelief at the door. And I'll see you next time, right here on The Dark Paranormal.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.